Six U.S. troops were killed in a helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan this week. It's the deadliest day for U.S. troops since a helicopter crash in 2012. The crash is under investigation, but in a statement, the NATO coalition said there was no enemy activity at the time of the crash. The deadly crash comes as casualties in the war have dropped to some of their lowest levels in years. The latest total of U.S. troop deaths, according to USA Today, is at 119 this year, down from 294 the year before. Critics say leaders in both countries are at fault.
Drunks holding themselves up because Karzai is in a very weak position. He would not survive without the U.S. support. Obama needs sort of a cover to say, well, we're withdrawing troops, we're getting out of there.
Helicopter crashes have caused some of the largest U.S. death tolls in Afghanistan. The deadliest day for Americans was in August 2011, when Taliban militants shot down a helicopter, killing 38 people, including 30 Americans. According to iCasualties.org, U.S. troop deaths in Afghanistan are well over the 2,000 mark ever since the war began in 2001. However, the U.S. has shown little indication of changing its foreign policy in the country. An agreement with Afghan President Hamid Karzai that would keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan almost indefinitely are challenging. Karzai refuses to sign a security agreement that would outline U.S. military presence in Afghanistan beyond 2014, after most international troops would leave. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel showing frustrations over accord talks.
There is not much I could add in a meeting with President Karzai to what's already been said. 2 weeks ago, the National Security Advisor, President of the United States, Ambassador Rice, was here and spent a lot of time with President Karzai.
U.S. officials say that without necessary agreements, they would have to withdraw all of their estimated 84,000 troops by the end of 2014. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.